Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Just Go Show podcast. This week, we are going to be featuring an episode that Coulter and I recorded back in February with Christina Richardson, the Associate Director of Sales for Hyatt Regency Maui. We had a lot of fun doing this interview, and you'll see when you listen that I got very excited when I learned that there is penguins living at the Hyatt Regency Maui. That was really the big takeaway for me and the reason that I'm still dying to get there.
Hey, thanks, Joseph. Good to be back. Always fun recording these with you. Howdy, everybody. My name is Coulter Fleming. I am your strategic account manager based in Orange County. And today I'm excited to take you on a little trip to one of my favorite places in the world. Only been there twice, but both trips are just so memorable. And that is the island of Maui. And we've brought on a great guest for you today, Christina Richardson, Associate Director of Sales for the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa. I'm excited to get to know her. We've connected before this recording to talk about, you know, our love for growing up in Southern California. So I think there's plenty to talk about, but let me kick it over to Christina and have her tell you a little bit about her bio and background.
Aloha, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited. My first podcast. I made it big now. So thank you for the intro. Yes, I'm Christina Richardson. I'm here at the Hyatt Regency Maui. I'm originally from Southern California, from Long Beach, so a beach gal. Most of my family had moved west to the islands, so I was really excited to move here to Oahu in 1998. But prior to moving, I got my first start in hospitality at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach. I was working in operations, and I really found that I loved the industry. It was for me. Everything about it, I resonated with. So then when I moved to Hawaii, it definitely made sense to continue that path because it was such a beautiful destination, and my love for hospitality was just a perfect marriage. I worked for some amazing properties in Oahu, worked for Turtle Bay Resort for about a decade. I worked for Starwood Waikiki, representing amazing properties there. And then in 2018, I had the opportunity to move to Maui here at the Hyatt Regency Maui. Now, when I was in Oahu, I thought to myself, Oahu's the best island. It's the best island. This is where I live. I represent it. I love it. And then I always heard Maui is Noka'oi, Maui is number one. And then I moved here. I was in awe, speechless. So true. I had heard of whales. Whale season is a big thing in Maui. And I'm like, oh, how many whales really can you see? I mean, it is an amazing show here of whales. The season is from November to April. And I'm not kidding you, the last 3 months of that time period, it is literally a show out there. You cannot go and not see a whale. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing experience to watch and be a part of and be on a catamaran. So that's kind of like what led me to here. And now I just love this island and I'm so happy to be at this property.
What was your first role at the Hyatt Long Beach? Which department were you in there?
Well, that's great. Everyone always has like a start story. So My start at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach is I was a room service clerk.
Nice.
And so that was my start. They were such a wonderful property. I went from there to the front desk, reservation supervisor. So just kept working my way up and really enjoying the different departments and the different contacts that I would have with different guests. And it kind of led me to the path of what I wanted to do in hospitality.
Yeah, it sounds like you learned a lot in those various experiences. And one thing that I always find about this industry is that people, if they stick with it, can move up pretty fast and get to, you know, either amazing destinations or, you know, really important roles with various different brands. And you can sort of move to a lot of fun places with this job. So you've been able to do that. I wondered, you know, sort of if you had something that you could help, you know, our listeners compare, like what was it like living in Oahu versus Maui? And like, how would you compare and contrast that?
Well, when I lived in Oahu, the majority of my time I lived on the North Shore.
Okay.
And a portion of the time I lived, they call it in town. And that would be like Waikiki or Honolulu. And those two just in one island are drastically different.
I bet.
Living in Honolulu, it's very, you have all the conveniences of the major department stores and all the, you know, the markets, and everything is very like high energy. And the North Shore is very laid back, very country. And I really resonated with that on my free time. So when I came to Maui, I felt like I kind of had a little bit of both in a sense, not saying the hustle and bustle of Waikiki, but it did seem like an extension of kind of the mainland, if that's a weird way, because there's so many travelers that come here and love living here. And it's very country, but not feeling like you're in the country in Oahu. So it is a bit different. I feel like there's more, like you could drive around the island and have different experiences, but they all feel real country and everyone's very connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet in some ways, probably living in places like you have, like, it just feels like a big, small town in some ways. Like you can sort of run into anybody, you know, on any given day.
Yes. Yes, that is true. So I always have, you know, good memories with people.
Right.
Because the Coconut Wireless spreads.
That's right. So getting us talking a little bit more about your destination in particular, and sort of getting our listeners to sort of imagine traveling for a moment. Could you describe your perfect day at the Hyatt Regency Maui, and just maybe in Maui in general, you know, as a local, like, how are you going to spend that day?
So I love the outdoors, and here there's such an option to go and explore the outdoors. I'm very active. So it could be one of several things. I could go on a hike or go on a really long bike ride, or go for a swim. But probably I would say my favorite would be to go for a hike, a really good hike. And then afterwards go, my favorite, there's a little sandwich shop that's here. It's in Lahaina, and it's supposed to open in March. So I've been following them on Instagram. It's called Alchemy, and they make the best sandwiches ever. Their hot pastrami sandwich is amazing. They make their own sourdough bread. So I would, after the hike, then I would go there and get my sandwich. And then I would have my beach gear. And then I would probably drive up to Fleming's Beach, which is a little bit north of Kaanapali. And I would just have fun playing at the beach, have my sandwich, you know, visit with some friends, and then, you know, go back home, change my clothes, go for a cocktail, watch the sunset, watch some whales. So this probably kind of along the lines, and depending on where I would want to go, to go and do all of that. Yeah.
How far is this hike that you're going to take? Is it like a 5 miler, or is it like a 15 miler, or like somewhere in between?
So I did a hike with a couple girlfriends, about a month ago. One of which was on your podcast a couple of weeks or a couple months ago, and that was Johnny Torres. She was one of them. So She and another friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Sarah, the three of us went on a hike, and we went the Lahaina Windmill hike. And so it's a total of probably about five miles.
Perfect.
And it's beautiful. You go high up on the very top. There's these giant windmills. You can see both sides of the island. And then you come down, and on the way down, you know, you see whales and all this stuff. It took us much longer than normal. Johnny's shoes came apart on the hike. She ended up, I mean, this whole sole came off.
Oh, no.
It was like, it was so entertaining. I'm sure we just had so many wrinkles by the time we were done with this, but it's always an adventure.
What happened to her shoe?
I don't know. I think they were maybe an older pair of shoes that hadn't been worn much, and, you know, just rubber over time. It just disintegrates. So the shoe, it was like literally flapping. The front was flapping.
Oh, no.
So we put like a hair tie around the front, and then yes, I know. I wish we had duct tape. And then from there, then that was holding up. And then the whole sole came off. And it was like she was wearing a sock. Luckily, the other gal we were with had a pair of slippers. So she lent her slippers, but she hiked in slippers.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and we're talking like big rocks, and you're climbing. And I mean, it was kind of entertaining for me. I don't know how entertained she was.
Yeah. Was her feet okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
A good excuse to get a massage or something.
Right. Right. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
I'm going to check out that pastrami place.
Oh my gosh.
Alchemy.
It should be opening they said last month that it was supposed to be on the, like, in the teens, like somewhere around the second week in March. So I'm really excited. So they have a kombucha bar, and then so there's these two brothers. One is Valley Isle Kombucha and the other is Alchemy, and their store is right next to each other. So one bakes breads and makes sandwiches, and the other does the kombucha. So I mean, it's like,
yes.
Yeah, it's great. And the sourdough bread is just amazing.
And Christina, you said that was in Lahaina?
Yes. Yeah.
And how far is Lahaina from the resort?
So it's about a couple miles. So maybe about like less than 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's very close. Yeah.
Awesome.
So Lahaina is great because they have a lot of dining options. There's a lot of stores for retails and art galleries. But it's fun. It's like a whaler's village, and there's a lot of history there.
Awesome. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you to shift gears a little bit and thinking ahead about when, you know, life starts to get back to normal, like we were talking about before we started our recording, you know, knock on wood, hopefully very soon. And what is on your future travel list? Like, what have you been kind of daydreaming about over the past year when we've been kind of stuck at home? You know, what have you been seeing on Instagram? What is next on your travel list?
Okay, so there's a couple things. So if I'm just looking domestically, so during COVID, I binge watch Yellowstone. If you've
seen it. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Okay, so I really want to go to Montana.
I'm going there next weekend.
You are?
Like, I am.
I really would like to go there. I mean, it just seems just so amazing. And the men look amazing.
Well, just in the show, like, are you hoping that you go there and Kevin Costner pops up? Like,
oh, totally.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's fine.
But no, it looks so great. I mean, there's so many wonderful places in the U.S. that we don't even really take time to go and explore. I really would like to.
There's good hiking there too, I understand.
Yeah. Great hiking. And I just think it would be such a fun, rustic place to go. Like, there's a lot of history. So that's one place I would like to go, because I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to go internationally yet. Mm-hmm. I am turning 50 in September, so I'm really excited. And I had planned on going somewhere internationally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe somewhere like Greece, because I had wanted to go to Greece in 2019. So maybe something like that. I don't know. It all depends on kind of where, you know, the direction of our restrictions are at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think things are looking good for you going to Greece later this year.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic.
I know.
Knock on wood.
I know. I think it would be great.
Yeah. That sounds like a amazing place to sort of dream about. But in the meantime, like, you know, why not get up to Glacier National Park or up to Yellowstone? Right. I mean, why not?
Yeah. I mean, get like rent an RV and do like a family trip. I don't know. That might be a little crazy.
I've always wanted to do that.
I know. There's so many places to go. And, you know, it's something else I've always wanted to do is take like a ski trip.
Mm.
I never really take, I mean, I'm from Southern California. We go up to Big Bear. We go to Lake Tahoe and stuff like that. But I mean, to go somewhere like in Canada, or to go somewhere in like Colorado or somewhere like really fun, that would be interesting as well. I don't know if Canadians want us yet, but but that's another option too.
I like it. That's fun.
There's a lot in my hat I can play with here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and already, you know, you live in such a beautiful place. So I'm sure like, you know, other than you do work, like you said, you had a full-time job. You said when people come to visit you from California, they're like, well, isn't your whole life a vacation? It's like, yes, in some regards, but also I do work and, you know, have a day job. Thank you very much.
Right. Right. I'm selling the dream to you.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I mean, but it does seem like an amazing place to live and work for sure.
It is. It is. I'm very blessed. Very blessed.
So I know you wanted to talk to us about some updates on, you know, your property. We'd love to hear more about the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa in particular.
And I'm glad that I have a little bit of time to talk about, you know, the hotel. We sit on 40 acres here at the entrance of Kaanapali. So it is a lush tropical garden that our 810 guest rooms are nestled in. It is nice. It is great when you're on a computer all day and you want to take a little mind break and to walk around the property and go visit the penguins or because we also have 7 resident black-footed African penguins.
Nice.
And yes.
And love penguins.
Yeah. And so.
Isn't that like your spirit animal?
Yeah. Like, I'm a penguin.
Oh, really? So they're here and we have, they have their own little area and there's a feeding twice a day that guests can sign up for at 9:30 and at 1. And it's just an amazing experience to learn about the penguins and to see them interact. They one was brought here. And then after that, the remaining 6 were all born here at the hotel. They have normally in the wild, they live to about 15 years old. And most of these are well into their 20s. Oreo, the oldest is 38. And
did you say Oreo?
Oreo, yes.
I love it.
He's 38. And the oldest black-footed penguin recorded in the world only lived to 40. So
they're keeping an eye out for this.
He's happy here, you know. I mean, this whole environment, they just love it. And so when the hotel was closed, they were a little sad. So when the hotel reopened, there was more people around. So they were like, oh, showtime.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. That like sealed the deal for me.
Come see your spirit animal. So we had been working on a full multi-million dollar renovation that started in September of 2019 and ended in 2020. So a really good takeaway of the whole year, we have beautiful product. We redid all of our guest rooms and suites And then we also redid our atrium lobby.
So with the remodel, was it mostly facility wise? Like where was most of the money spent, or was just it a little bit everywhere?
So most of the money was spent in our guest rooms and suites.
Oh, that's huge.
Yes. So we completely transformed our rooms, went down the walls, new piping, new electrical. We changed our balconies to glass balconies, really just made it a warm kind of bringing together the touches and the feelings of both the mountains and the ocean for that warmth in the room. So we have either one king size bed or two queen size beds, and the largest standard rooms in Kaanapali at 451 square feet. So really just kind of transformed the guest rooms here and double sinks, and really just did a really great job. We also added new categories, our corner rooms. And they are a little bit larger. They have about 60 square feet larger in space than our standard rooms with two balconies. They come in a corner partial ocean view, mm-hmm. and then a corner ocean view. And they all have a king size bed and a pull out sofa. So it's a really great way because people are looking for more space nowadays.
Yeah.
And this is a really good alternative for them. And they can connect to another guest room as well. And then our suites, we have 31 luxury suites. Our deluxe ocean view suite has three balconies.
Nice.
So, I mean, the view is everywhere you could see, and the furnishings are just gorgeous as well. So, and those can expand to up to a three bedroom suite for the ocean view.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, that's what we did when we were closed. We were doing a renovation and then making sure trying to bring awareness that everyone saw our product because they love our hotel and everything that we have to offer. And the product now matches everything. It matches our luau and our dining options and our astronomy program on the rooftop. And, you know, there's so many great things to do here that really highlight Maui, really like showcase what we have to offer here in Maui.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, they look just fantastic and everything's all done now. I mean, you guys are ready to roll, right?
We are ready.
I love it. I love
it. You guys need to come and visit.
I think so. I think that would be great. You know, it's not too far from Southern California, of course. And I think, are we even getting maybe some sort of flight out of John Wayne here coming up? So that's close
for
me.
That's right. United is flying out of John Wayne. And then Southwest is starting to fly out of Long Beach.
Yeah. See, there you go.
So, I mean, there's a lot of different airlines that are adding routes. So that's really good.
So getting to your property, the major airport there, it's OGG, right?
Correct. Kahului Airport.
Kahului Airport. OGG.
Yeah.
I worked in airlines for a while, so I had to learn my airport codes. And that's when I always remember, because it was sort of funky, because normally, you know, it'd be like, you would think it'd be like MAU or MAI or something, but no.
Right. OGG. I know.
So from the airport to your property, about how far is that?
It's about 45 minutes.
Okay.
But if you are doing the drive, it's not like you're on the 405 freeway.
No.
You know, it's not,
not painful.
Cement, you know, yes, road. It is beautiful. It takes you around the Pali coastline, and there's an upper road now. So it's higher coming all the way through to, it drops you down to the end of Lahaina to Kaanapali. And the views are just gorgeous. Like I said, on my drive, it's so beautiful. And I cannot always keep looking out because I'll see all those whales and then it'll distract
me. Get distracted.
Yes. I have to focus. But if travelers are coming, definitely the ones that are sitting in the passenger seat or in the back seat are the ones that are going to take advantage of the views.
And Maui's got pretty good lift, you know, from the West Coast. Where do you know, I mean, you've got LA flights, you've got, you know, San Diego flights. We were just sort of talking about, you know, new stuff for Long Beach and Orange County, but you've got San Francisco, Sacramento, right? Like even does Maui have a Phoenix flight these days?
There's Phoenix. I mean, there's so many different routes.
Yeah.
All over. Of course, you know, West Coast is, it has a higher amount of direct flights. But even going across, you know, to Chicago and going to Denver and just different states in different airports across the U.S., there's a lot of Lyft coming.
Tons of Lyft to Maui, such a popular, you know, destination. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now, I mean, I think Hawaii is, you know, going to have a good run here in the near future because, you know, it's still domestic travel. It's, you know, further than, you know, going to the next state over. But it's easier to, I think in some people's minds, think about, you know, when we're talking about the current times here, think about testing before they go versus having to test to come back. And so you don't, you know, Hawaii seems simpler in people's minds, I think, right now.
Yes, yes. And you know, as we were talking about, there's change. There's always change in protocol and guidelines and what's required. And, you know, conversations have been out there with the state in regards to what that would look like with vaccinations. How would people be able to travel with a vaccination and maybe bypass a test or bypass any quarantine? So that's something that's even being discussed. And discussion is always the very beginning of change. So hopefully that will happen or put some type of a mandate sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I love Maui. Beautiful place. I can't wait to get back, you know, hopefully sometime soon. I would love to see, you know, some of the refreshes and updates that you all did on your amazing property. You know, most importantly, it was great to meet you. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us today. You know, it's fun hearing about, you know, your career, you know, starting in Long Beach and moving over to the Hawaiian Islands and just sort of living there. I mean, what a fabulous place to live and work, you know, between Oahu and Maui. So that's pretty rad. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. You guys have to come. Joseph, you can see your spirit animal, the penguin.
Yeah. I can bring a penguin onesie and hang out with them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Christine. This has been so much fun getting to know you. And this is awesome. I love learning about what the locals do in destinations like Maui. And I promise if I come to visit, I'll bring better hiking shoes than Johnny did.
Yeah.
That was a great story. And I can't wait to go find this pastrami sandwich place on Instagram.
Oh my God, I Alchemy. Cannot wait. I know Alchemy is great. Plug for them. Yeah, but thank you so much, you two.
Great to see you.
All right, aloha.
Aloha.
So that was so fun to catch up with Christina Richardson, learning about the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa. You know, when she came on just a few months ago, she was stoked to tell us about how they just had recently completed a multi-million dollar renovation to all 800 plus guest rooms and suites. And so I know that that was super exciting for her. But for me, you know, I really enjoyed just getting to know her, learning about Maui, you know, connecting on growing up in California and just learning about her work history. So I hope that you enjoyed that interview as well. You know, continue to check us out on the Classic Vacations No Zone. And thanks for listening to the Just Go Show. Y'all take care and be safe. Bye-bye.